Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and another episode of Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne. Today's show is going to be a little different in the best way. We're not sticking to one lane today. We got three guests from completely different worlds. And I think that's what's going to make this one really fun. Because the whole point of this show is to explore all the different ways people are leveling up, whether that's through health, through creativity, through entrepreneurship, or just doing something unique and passionate with their life. So first up, I've got John Campbell, the founder of World of Pickleball. And I actually just played in my first pickleball tournament recently at his event. And man, I had a blast. I didn't know what to expect, but the community, the energy, and the competitiveness, and the way people just showed up, it was really legit. And I had the chance to meet John while I was there. He's a super cool guy, and you can tell he really cares about growing the sport the right way. So whether you're deep in the pickleball world or you've just been hearing about it, I think you'll take something away from hearing how he turned his passion into a fast-growing brand that's connecting people across the country. And also, I'm excited to bring on my first pickleball person because it is the fastest-growing sport in America at the moment. So I'm excited to talk about that. Then we're going to switch gears completely and getting into something I've been really interested in lately, regenerative medicine. I've got Steve Anderson coming on who runs a stem cell clinic out in Mexico. And listen, this stuff is super fascinating. So we'll be talking about cutting edge treatments people are using to heal from injuries, fix chronic pain, and improve their quality of life without surgeries or drugs. I mean, there's a lot of noise and mystery around stem cells. So I'm excited to have Steve on to clear the air and talk about what's real, what's possible, and how it's changing lives today, because everyone is trying to, you know, stick their hand in something that they hear about, like peptides, stem cells, you know, all the stuff that people are experimenting with and don't really know too much about. Then to close out the show, we're bringing on Dayon, a rapper who's been making some serious moves lately. I met him 8 years ago. My brother met him at the gym, and he's really been on his journey of grinding his music, and he's been leveling up. So I'm excited to have him on. He recently opened for Gucci Mane. He's collaborated with L.A. Russell, another poppin' artist, and he's just one of those dudes you can tell is on the come up. He's got the energy, the message, and he's carving out his own lane. So we're going to talk about what it takes to break through the music world, how he stays focused, and what he wants to leave behind with his music. So yeah, it's a mixed bag today, but that's kind of the point. So whether you're listening from your commute, getting a workout in, or just chilling, thanks for tuning in, and let's get into it right after this.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program about providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So let's kick things off with someone who's right in the middle of the fastest growing movement in the country. And I'm not exaggerating. If you've been seeing or hearing the world of pickleball more and more lately, there's a reason this sport has exploded over the past few years, not just as a fun game, but as a legitimate community builder, a competitive outlet, and now even a booming business. I had the chance to play my first pickleball tournament recently at World of Pickleball, and it was honestly such a great time. The experience opened my eyes to how much the sport has evolved and where I met my guest today. Joining me now is John Campbell, the founder of World of Pickleball, and a brand and a platform that's been right at the heart of the sport's massive growth. He's helped build more than just a business. He's helped create a culture around the game. And we're going to talk about how it started, where the sport is headed, and what's making it resonate with so many people from different ages and backgrounds across the world. So John, good to have you on, and welcome to Live Better, man.
Hey, Blake, thanks for having me.
Of course. Just to kick it off, how did you get into pickleball, man? I mean, you got this big business, World of Pickleball. I had a great time in Omaha, so thank you again for that. I'm curious to where your journey began with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Pickleball probably started off for me about 3 years ago when the coronavirus hit. I was actually a college student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. When COVID hit, sent us all home from school, I was actually living in my parents' basement looking for a way to make money while also trying to finish my college degree. That was when my mom, who's, you know, 50 years old, almost 60, asked if I wanted to go play pickleball, and I was like, I'd love to go play a sport with my mom, who's 50, almost 60, and probably lose. So I went out and just absolutely loved it and felt like it was something that was going to explode with the, you know, coronavirus and everyone being locked indoors. It was just a way that we were able to connect multi-generationally, and I really loved it from the get-go and saw that it was going to grow quickly. So that's kind of how I got into it, was just being able to, you know, play a sport with the older generation, the younger generation, and not only that, but likely get smoked by the older generation. It just really brought us all together, and I saw that from the get-go and just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I think that's what's so amazing about pickleball is anybody can play it. You know, I consider myself more of a bodybuilder, and I'm out there, I'm playing pickleball. I see clips of NBA players out there playing, football players, you know, 80-year-olds. At your guys' tournament recently, there was like two 12-year-olds, or 12, maybe a 14-year-old, and they were killing these 30-year-olds. And it was like, it's just eye-opening. And it's such a great sport for your heart and all that. So I was doing a little bit of research. You were a tennis player. What's the big difference from switching from tennis to pickleball? And correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like a lot of tennis players hate on that. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I do know that a lot of the tennis courts are being taken over by the pickleball boom. they're drawing lines on their courts, and the tennis players aren't big fans of that. But I will say that when tennis players do come to pickleball, they seem to, you know, surpass that learning curve much faster than someone who has never played a paddle sport before. So for me, coming in from tennis, it was pretty quickly that I caught on to pickleball. I mean, the big difference is obviously, you know, the size of the court. You're using almost a wiffle ball compared to a tennis ball, so the bounce is much different. The paddle's shorter, smaller than the tennis racket, but coming from tennis, you have those strong forehands, backhands, and you're really able to put a lot of power on the ball than someone that maybe coming in from, you know, racquetball or ping pong or never have touched any sort of racket sport before are able to do.
Yeah, the backhand on most tennis players that I play is pretty crazy, and it's kind of feels unstoppable at times. So where do you see World of Pickleball going? Like I said, I think it's really cool to have an organization like that. And with the sponsors that you have, I think it's super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been crazy the direction that we've kind of gone in the last 2.5 years. So like I said, it was probably about 3 years, a little over 3 years when I got into the sport. And starting the, you know, monetary business side of it, I was just, you know, selling paddles for other companies. And so, you know, there was some small margins on that. You know, I wasn't making a living or anything, just really trying to get others to play and save my friends money on their now pretty expensive paddles. You could pay up to $200 for a paddle. So, you know, I was trying to get in with businesses and sell their products, see if I could make a little margin and obviously share the discounts with, you know, people around me. And that's when I, you know, started playing competitively like you just did in our tournament. And, you know, so I signed up for a tournament and I absolutely loved it, but I was like, man, this could be, you know, ran better. And I think the growth behind this could just be drastically changed, which is what got me into the tournament side of things. So over the past 2 years, World of Pickleball's focus has been the amateur player, the new player, the beginner player, getting them into, you know, larger communities. You know, one of the first things I noticed is how accepting the community is. Not just, you know, generationally, but, you know, you can just go up to any court in any city and you'll meet people that are, you know, on the same wavelength as you and can make connections. You know, I feel that I could confidently move to another state, hop on a pickleball court and make friends within a couple hours. And so the tournaments have been huge for us, focusing on the amateur player. You know, there are a couple of tours out there that, you know, are growing, like the PPA, the professional tour, and getting those pro tours attention. But we really like to focus on, you know, the beginner, the average person that, you know, just wants to have fun and bring the communities together. In our last tournament that where I met Blake, we offered, you know, cash prizes for all the amateurs, which was awesome. So we're able to, you know, even give back to the community a little bit there. Starting in quarter three, so starting in July, we will be giving back a portion of proceeds to MS4MS. So it's something that we've been building up to, being able to actually give back to an awesome organization like Muscular Sclerosis. So we'll be doing that for all of our quarter three tournaments, which I'm very excited for. We did just release our very own paddle. So there's a World of Pickleball paddle on the market that we've been, you know, bringing to all of our tournaments so that all of these amateur players can try out this paddle. It's a high-end technology paddle. There's a lot more that goes into a paddle than one would think. So that's something that's coming up. And then the newest thing that we're working on is our company and corporate side of events. We really want to just show everyone how awesome the sport is and how happy, and it makes people, I mean, I've seen people's weight losses journeys through the sport. I've seen people essentially cure their depression through the sport. And so we're really trying to now bring that into companies where we can come in and host an event for, you know, all of the company's employees and just, you know, let them laugh and live a little bit and play a little bit of pickleball, sweat while you're doing it, and meet other people. So I would say those are our focuses for the remainder of this year. Breaking into Canada this October will be huge for us as well, leading America. So a lot of big things for World of Pickleball, but that's kind of the direction that we're headed over the next 6 months or so.
That's awesome. I love it. And I can relate with the weight loss thing. Not that I was overweight, but during my cutting journey so far, being able to play pickleball and burn an extra 1,500 calories from just, you know, 2 hours of pickleball, it's crazy. And it's, like I said, it's super good for you. And it's easy sport to get into. I mean, you can pull up to a an outside court somewhere and, you know, like you said, make friends with anybody, and boom, now you have someone to play with every day. Because a lot of those people are pretty dedicated to this sport, and it's super easy just to hop on a court and get to play in. So I'm curious. So you're a 6'2", right?
Say that again?
You're a 6'2" when it comes to ranking?
A 6'2". I am not a 6'2". 6'2" would be I wish I was a 6'2". I'm around a 4.2, 4.5-ish area. So I would say, you know, higher end of the amateurs, but 6.2 would be professional, which I do not consider myself a professional player.
Okay. The guy I went and played doubles with, he said that, he told me, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, he was a 6'2"? I'm like, no way, that's crazy. So, okay, misinformation from my partner.
The owner of the venue that we played at, so the owner, Matthew Barlow, who's also a local to Omaha, Nebraska, where I am, he, Midwest Pickleball Club, the venue where we hosted that, he is a 6.2 player traveling on the tour. So that's probably who he was bringing up.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thank you so much, John, for coming on, and I appreciate you taking your time to spread a little bit about pickleball.
Yeah, Blake, it was an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on, man.
Of course, brother. Have a great day, man.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Thank you for staying tuned in to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Shifting gears now from pickleball court to something a little more science-heavy, but just as impactful when it comes to quality of life, joining me next is Steve Anderson, the founder of a cutting-edge stem cell therapy clinic based in Mexico. So whether you're dealing with chronic pain, injury, recovery, inflammation, or just want to stay ahead of the curve, what Steve and his team are doing is worth paying attention to, and it's not just for athletes or biohackers. This stuff is changing lives today. So if you've ever been curious about how stem cell therapy actually works, what's real versus what's hype, and what it looks like in a clinical setting, stick around. This conversation is about to open your mind to a whole new level of healing. Steve, welcome to the show and glad to have you on.
Hey, great to see you, Blake. Thank you.
Of course. So just to break it down a little bit, what is stem cell therapy and what are you doing down there in Mexico?
Yeah, so stem cell therapy outside the U.S. and Canada has been done for decades, and so we treat all kinds of chronic diseases. So most chronic diseases that we see, whether it's neurological like ALS or MS or Parkinson's or that sort of thing, is the lack of a certain type of cell that produces something that's necessary. And then, you know, we have all the kind of the weekend warrior stuff, right? What we call the musculoskeletal stuff. So knees and hips and shoulders and joints that have just either been damaged through some type of a traumatic event or just over some period of time that they've just degraded as we've aged. And then there's always that great anti-aging and how we can actually slow the aging process and how important that is as we get older, for sure.
So what pulled you personally into stem cell therapy and alternative medicine?
Sorry, say that again?
So what pulled you into the world of stem cell therapy and alternative medicine?
Yeah, so 12 years ago, I got diagnosed with a really awful degenerative disease and was told by the so-called experts in the U.S. that I'd be confined to a wheelchair for the rest of my life. And the good news is I got into it at that time, an FDA-approved stem cell trial. And that trial arrested the degeneration right away. And I said, hey, you know, why doesn't everybody do this? And then my physician at that time explained to me that what we were doing wasn't yet approved inside the United States, although it's commonly done outside the U.S. And so I asked a lot of questions about that and ultimately went down the road of longevity and biohacking and why some people lived a much better life than others. It caused me to want to do something about it, right? So we built our facility about 5 years ago, and we have been changing lives ever since. It's exciting.
So tell me about epigenetics. You mentioned it to me. I have it in front of me. It seems very interesting. I want to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so a guy out of UCLA named Steve Horvath was first discovered what was called Horvath's clock, or how we could study the DNA of a person and determine how old they were at a cellular level. I mean, everybody knows how old they are chronologically, right? But the question is, how old are you at a cellular level? Because that's really the important thing. Lifespan is not really that important anymore. It's really about health span, right? How long can I stay healthy and live a high quality of life? And so what epigenetic testing allows us to do is through a simple at-home blood test that we can send you, and you just prick your finger and put the blood in the vial, and we send it to a lab that's just outside of Duke University, in Kentucky, and we can, after about 2 weeks of testing of the DNA strain, we can tell you how old you are to cellular level. But more importantly, about 4 years ago, we acquired the technology to determine not only how old you are from a cellular level, but now we can also tell the arc or speed of your aging. So are you aging at 1.2 cellular years for every chronological years, or are you aging, you know, 0.7 years for every chronological year? And so, for instance, I'm 58 years old chronologically, but from an epigenetic standpoint, my cellular structure is really only 41 years of age. And that's taken a lot of effort and technology and stem cell therapy to start to reverse that aging process. But people really don't understand and don't realize that that technology is available today. We know we can slow the aging process as long as you're willing to do the things that are, you know, necessary to do that, which includes some lifestyle changes for many, not for all, but also to deploy better technology as you start to kind of fight the aging process for sure.
So what's the preventative measures, though, to start taking so you don't have to end up, you know, having to fight reversing it already? So, like, I just turned 21, and I have a Whoop. I wear this religiously. It never comes off my wrist unless, you know, something happens. And my Whoop recently came out with health span and what my cellular, or I guess my age of pacing is, not my cellular. So it says I'm under 18. Right? What can people be taking to do to make sure they don't end up having to fix it later on, or at least managing it better?
Yeah, that's right. So I think it's really finding a proactive healthcare provider that can really help you to start to look at the pieces, like us or someone like us. There's a lot of functional medicine physicians in the U.S. that are doing some really, I think, really great proactive. You know, the U.S. healthcare system, it's not really healthcare, it's sick care, right? I mean, people only go to the doctor when they're sick. Very few people actually go and try to get proactive about their health. So there are lots of protocols that include some pharmaceutical projects. There's a really interesting drug called metformin. It's been around forever and ever and ever. It's a diabetes drug, and it really just kind of helps you kind of manage the blood sugar part of the process. And in studies in rats, we've seen that the rats live about 22% longer when they're utilizing that pharmaceutical kind of in their overall protocol. That's just kind of one example of lots of different technology that we can deploy today, like IV stem cells, right? So through that method of delivery where we can send those cells throughout the whole body. Remember that the top five killers of people in the world are inflammation-related diseases, right? Cardiac event is an inflammation-related disease. Cancer is an inflammation-related disease. So the stem cells, you know, have those kind of three superpowers, right? And one of those is they're anti-inflammatory in nature. So when we send them through the IV structure, through the circulatory structure, they seek out and hunt inflammation in the body and try to start to take that inflammation down. And that is a huge step to try to ultimately, you know, kind of manage the process along the way. And that can be done really at any age.
So you said the number one thing is inflammation. There's the biggest issue. So when these people are coming to you, what are the top three reasons why they have these issues? Is it a diet thing? Is it a sleep thing? Like, what type of lifestyle issue is causing these things? Or what's the biggest impact on people?
Oh boy, well, yeah, you know, so obesity, obviously weight is a huge contributing factor, right? So, you know, we see a lot of Big Ag and where, you know, food stores and food products are just full of chemicals and things and sugar that's not helpful, right? One of the best things you can do is just kind of cut sugar out of your life, right? I think we'll look back 20 years from now and say that, you know, kind of refined sugar was a contributing factor to so many people, you know, having issues. You know, even now in children, you know, when we start to look at these kind of rates of autism and that sort of thing, that's directly related to sugar intake and some really interesting, you know, kind of environmental factors. But I do think there are some kind of lifestyle things that can be done, like limiting the amount of refined sugar, limiting the amount of kind of prepackaged products that one ingests over their period of time. But some of it, unfortunately, like it's genetics. You know, it's just, you know, some people are predisposed through their genetic chain to certain issues that have to be addressed. But the majority of how people come to us is through musculoskeletal issues, right? So it's my hip, it's my shoulder, it's my knee, and it's barking so loud, the volume of pain is so loud that they want to do something about it, but they don't want to have surgery because surgery has all kinds of downline unintended consequences to it. And so they come to us for those issues. And then once they get to our facility, where I carry all 17 specialties on staff, it becomes like a playground where they're like, oh my gosh, well, how about sexual wellness? I'd like to, you know, have, you know, that be that a better quality part of my life. Or how about, you know, aesthetics so that I look better? So there's just all kinds of things in our toy box that they can come and enjoy.
So I guess, yeah, speaking on the type of people that come in, what types of patients are getting the most benefit from stem cell therapy or epigenetics?
Well, yeah, I think that's really in the eye of the beholder. We get all walks of life. You know, we do a lot of work with traumatic brain injury patients and what we call the neurologics, right, the serious diseases. And we see we're extending lives and people are walking again when they come in wheelchairs. I mean, that's probably the most satisfying part of what we do. But, you know, just to see somebody live a better quality of life and be able to pick up their grandkids and go on a walk, or we just had a patient that just, you know, called me crying because they actually were able to take their two dogs on a walk again instead of, you know, not being able to do those things. So, you know, I think it's all exciting when people get to, you know, raise their quality of life and increase their health span. That's all great stuff. But probably the most satisfying is when we, you know, really change someone's life around some kind of a really serious chronic disease that is either going to take their life or really impede their life dramatically over the period.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining me today, Steve, and thank you for your time and informing the people on stem cell and epigenetics.
Yeah, and feel free to give us a call or go on our website, which is www.renew.healthcare.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've talked about sports. We talked about science. Now, let's close this one out with some soul and sound. Joining me now is Dayon, a rapper and artist who's been on the move lately in a big way. He's recently opened for Gucci Mane, collaborated with L.A. Russell, and he's building something special. Not just music, but a message. His story is not just about performance. It's about perseverance, vision, and staying locked in on your own path, even when the world tries to throw distractions your way. In a time where a lot of artists chase clout, Dayon's been doing the opposite, staying grounded, doing the work, and letting the music speak for itself. I've been watching his journey, and I think what he's doing is something people can take notes from, whether you're in music or just trying to build something of your own. So let's get into it. Dayon, welcome to Live Better, and I appreciate you being here, man.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's an honor. It's a blessing, man, to be on the show. Definitely.
So just to hop right into it and kind of hear a little bit about your story, when did you know music was the path for you?
You said, said it again. Sorry about that. I couldn't really hear it.
Yeah, no. When did you know music was like the path for you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I knew music was the path for me. Definitely when I started, fans started receiving, fans started encountering, you know what I mean, with the music that I was putting out. I was doing shows and doing talent shows. And I seen a lot of people reacting to that. And they was like, man, you got a message. So you should definitely stick to it. So as I progressed, as I kept going, more fan base, more people just said, stick to it, man. And I didn't listen to the outside noise, but I listened to the fans that was actually, from different parts of the world. And that's what made me stay grounded and keep going.
I love it. So you, every year, every month, you get more popping, you get better. And now you've recently opened up for Gucci Mane at Hard Rock Casino. You know, you're tapped in with Rick Ross, you know, those big name guys. What's that feel like? And, you know, what's the mindset for that?
Man, it's a blessing just being able to, be recognized. Opening up for Gucci Mane was something that was like on a whim. But, I feel like now I'm getting that notoriety that I've always been looking for. And it's like tears in this game. You know what I'm saying? So when you start doing stuff and people start recognizing your talent, they start recognizing you as a great artist. And not only an artist, they recognizing you for what you do as a message as well. That speak volume. So, man, that's a blessing being able to stand in a circle with those people who come before me. You know what I mean? They lay the foundation for artists like me, and I lay the foundation for artists up under me. So it just worked hand in hand, man, and it's an honor to be around them for sure.
So I'm curious. Your music taste is different from a lot of that I hear nowadays. Who was your biggest inspiration growing up, and what kind of shaped your music?
I was really into, like, I like listening to people that have a message that's real eclectic, or they convey something, you know what I mean, to the world, because that's really what it's all about. We vessels at the end of the day. And the power of the tongue is very, very powerful. So, you know what I mean, I've always kept it in my mind. Stay grounded. And when you speak from the heart, you reach the heart of others. My mom always told me that from a youngin'. So artists that I really look up to would be somebody like a J. Cole, you know what I mean? Like anybody that has a message, a Nas, Jay-Z to a certain extent as well. Who else? Drake to a certain extent as well. Kendrick Lamar. But anybody that's saying something that can gravitate to me and people can pull from. Because if you got something that people can pull from, they relate to you. And then they can use that and utilize that in their lifestyle. and, you know, I mean, utilize that in a way that can help propel their career, propel them, their mindset, and keep them focused on what they're trying to accomplish. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. So we were talking about staying grounded just a little bit ago, and I'm curious, and this is kind of well known, the music industry, Hollywood, LA, whatever, it's kind of demonic. And, you know, knowing you, you're a very well-rounded guy, a great guy. How do you keep yourself out of that mess, and how do you separate yourself from those people that might not be on, you know, I guess a righteous path or a path where – you know, a great legacy will be left behind?
Man, the first thing I do when I wake up is God first and grind daily. You know what I mean? I've been putting that on my stories a lot. I've been putting that as my note on my Instagram. And it's really what it is. That's really what it is staying grounded with God. You know what I mean? You're going to get things that obviously I've been in places where you kind of get people that try to steer you the wrong direction. But if you grind it with God, you grind it with yourself, then you don't got nothing to worry about. So, you know, with that turmoil, it's a yin and a yang. You know what I mean? You have the bad side, you have the good side. I've just been blessed, and I pray, you know what I'm saying? When I do pray to God, I always ask, man, keep the right people in my corner that's God first, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because you have those people, and I ask for him to bring those people in my life. I don't, and then I'll know how to detect the ones that actually have a motive or don't have God in their life, you know what I'm saying? Because that can be something that you want to stay away from. But if you're powerful in your mindset and you're grounded and you got God first, that's the most important thing. If you keep him first, everything else going to fall in place.
How important is it to stay truly authentic to yourself when going through an industry like this? And I mean, you can relate it to anything, grinding in social media, you know, now anything that you try to level up in. A lot of people lose themselves in the process. How do you, and how important is it to stay authentic to yourself and not kind of switch for, you know, what people might think that they want you to be?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, if you stay grounded, you know, I mean, within yourself, you'll reach the fan base that you want to reach. When you start, you know what I mean, like going in a different direction and, you know what I mean, doing the things that's not organic to you, then you'll start pulling in a different direction and your core fan base, it might not, you know what I mean, they'll tend to leave you. So if you stay true, like me, for instance, I got to stay true to Deion. That's why everybody, I'm building a following that love, you know what I mean, what I speak about and what I talk about. So me staying true to Deion and staying true to my character and who I am, even when I meet people, because it's deeper than the music, when I meet people, when I shake hands, they're like, man, everything you say in your music, it aligns with you as a person, you know what I mean? So that goes a long way within the industry, you know what I mean? So that's how I look at it, just staying grounded. It's real important to stay true to yourself. And you're going to get people that's going to try to pull away from that. But stay grounded, stay true to yourself, and you're going to reach a lot of people that's like you. You know what I mean? And you got your own following that can, you know what I mean, thrive off of what you put out. You know what I mean?
I love that. So switching gears a little bit, how did you connect with L.A. Russell, and how did that come about?
Well, LaRussell, I actually reached out, and this is something really important I want to dive into. I was just real, real persistent with LaRussell. I've been messaging him since 2019, 2020. I always messaged him. I DM'd him maybe like twice a year, randomly, you know what I mean? And this is when he had 100,000 followers. He did never reach out to me at all. And until this past May, well, last May, actually a year ago, he finally reached out to me and that's when he had 1.2 million followers. So when he reached out to me, I'm like, wow, he finally messaged me, but this is when he had 1 million followers. So I'm thinking like, man, he really going to be, his price is way up now. He actually was like, man, you know what? I did my research on you. You've been persistent, man. And let's work. Let's get it together. So that's important. If you stay persistent and then with whatever you do, it don't matter if it's music, it's basketball, it's golf, it's whatever. You know what I mean? If you just stick to the course, you'll obviously meet, you know what I mean, that destination. So that's what happened with me and LaRussell. I just stuck to the course, and here we are, you know what I mean, with the records that we have.
I love the persistence. So when it comes to making a song with another artist or even maybe just, you know, a single with yourself, now what's your process like when you're writing a track?
How I did it with him, and I just want to give an example. How I did it with him is I know, like, he has his own taste and I have my own taste, but we can bring both our tastes together collectively and make it a hit. So what I did with him, as I said, I'm going to take a shortcut with it. Instead of me sending him a song with an open verse, I'm going to send him 5 beats. You select what you like. and then you send me back what you like, and then I'll just paint my canvas off of that. He surprised me. He sent back a chorus and a 16-bar verse. So I'm like, whoa. Now, typically, artists don't do that. They normally send you back a 16-bar verse, or they send you back a hook. Now, I wanted a verse initially, so he just happened to send me a verse and a hook. So he laid everything out for me, and all I had to do was add, you know what I mean, the rest of what I had to add on there. So that was a blessing. He told me, he's like, man, no, I really was in my moment, and I was vibing to that record a lot. So that's the reason I gave you what I gave you, you know what I mean? And I want to see you win. So that's special. That's really special.
So what did you learn from performing at a major venue like Hard Rock? I mean, I know you performed at a few other big ones, but, you know, this was your first one at a casino with, you know, Gucci Mane. What was that like? And, you know, what did you learn?
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't nervous because I felt like I'm supposed to be here. You know what I mean? So I wasn't nervous. I was really excited. I got the call at the drop of a dime. Honestly, I got the call like maybe like 10 hours before the concert. I wasn't nervous, but it was special when I was there, just seeing my name on those big screens. And I never seen that before, where they got a big projector, they got a big screen, and they got Dayon and they got me. You can see me in the camera. So for the fans that's way in the back, they can actually look up on the screen and see you performing on the screen. So that right there was like in itself was like huge. And it kind of set me up in that mindset to what's next to come. You know what I mean? And I got that on my resume now. I can say I performed at the Hard Rock Casino, not the side stage, the big stage. So that was, man, it was amazing. Man, I had an adrenaline rush afterwards, and I got to talk to his management. His management started contacting me a little bit. So it was real. It was valid. It was nice, man. It was nice.
So since this is a health and wellness show and you're a very fit guy yourself, how important is it to stay fit for these shows and just for your health in general when it comes to, you know, rapping and, I guess, singing?
Man, I'll put it to you like this. I see some of these people performing on stage and they losing their breath, man. Breath control, like breathing is really, really important. So I say that to say working out contributes to me, you know what I'm saying, when I get on stage. Because, you know, I do treadmill, I run, I lift and stuff like that. But just having that help so you can sustain and be able to go from show to show and have your energy up too as well while you performing, man. A fan that's paying money to see you, they don't want to see you up there just standing in one spot performing. They want to see you move because they pay money to come see you. So if you put on a show and you have a lot of energy, you know what I'm saying, that's a great advantage you have. So being in the gym and creating that lifestyle, health and wealth, that go hand in hand when you're dealing with the stage and the performance life, you know what I mean? And being able to satisfy these fans that's paying money to see you, you know what I mean? So I love it.
So what advice would you give to an independent artist trying to get noticed?
I would say keep the outside noise on the outside. Keep God first. You got to keep him first. That's bottom line. And I think, you know what I mean, people, they're going to try to steer you in the wrong direction. They're going to tell you can't do it. I know teachers, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I know teachers from, you know, when I was little. I know friends, I know some family members, but you got to keep that outside noise away from you, you know what I mean? And if you believe that, you know what I mean, you can make it there, you'll know as you progress. You'll know if it's meant for you or not. You just got to pay attention to the signs, pay attention to every step that you're taking, other doors that's opening up for you, you know what I mean? And keep everything else on the outside because that don't matter. Only you can control your destiny. It don't matter about nobody else. Now, you create a nice unit around you that kind of help mold you and help go in that right direction. But even some of those people tend to fall off. At the end of the day, it's only you, your mindset, and what you believe in. And if you stick to that, keep God first, you off to the races, man. That's how I look at it.
That's solid advice. Hey, we got about 45 seconds here. What's next for you in 2025? Is there any albums, tours, or collabs coming up that we should know about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got right now I'm promoting the song Trust Exercise featuring La Russell. You can get that on even.biz. That's EVEN.biz. I'm planning on I have another show in New Mexico June 14th. And then I just got word that I'm going to be doing some tour dates with Jeezy, with Young Jeezy, starting in July, his big tour, his anniversary tour. So that's to get me my name a little bit bigger and put it in the spotlight a lot more, you know what I mean, because he's selling out stadiums. So I got an album in the works as well that's ready to go. Promote this song with La Russell. And then we're just going to keep it rolling with back-to-back material, man, to grow this name through these tours and stuff like that. That's it.
That's fire, dude. I'm so proud of you, Dayon. I've been loving seeing the growth the past 8 years, and keeping on, dude.
Man, I appreciate it. I'm proud of you too, man. Like I told you, you got a great story yourself, and I think, you know what I mean, you doing what you're doing on this podcast, it can open up, you know what I mean, the realm for a lot of other people to come in and invite them in to tell their story. So I'm proud of what you got going on as well. And you already know, anytime you need me to get some other people that may want to come on here that I bump heads with throughout the industry, hey, you already know you got me. It's no problem.
I appreciate it. You guys are tuning in to Live Better, and I'll be right back with more.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Big shout out to John Campbell for kicking things off and giving us a front row look into a world of pickleball. I said it earlier, but that first tournament I played in at World of Pickleball honestly surprised me, not just because of the competitiveness, the competition and competitiveness, but because of the community. There's something powerful about a game that brings people from all walks of life together and gets them moving, connecting, competing, and laughing. And that's what John's built. It isn't just a brand, it's a culture, and I think we're only seeing the beginning of where this sport is headed. Then we dove into science and healing with Steve Anderson, who brought some real perspective on regenerative medicine and the stem cell therapy. We live in a world where we've gotten used to pills, surgeries, and just dealing with pain. But what Steve is doing challenges that entire narrative. It's not just futuristic anymore. It's here, and it's helping people heal and take control of their health in ways that weren't possible even a few years ago. If you're someone who's been struggling with chronic pain or injuries, or even just looking for new ways to stay ahead of aging, that segment should have sparked some serious curiosity. And something I want to add for the side of that really quick as well is make sure you're doing preventative health as well. Don't just start taking care of your health when something bad goes wrong or when things need to start being taken serious. Take it serious before it happens. And then we wrapped it up with a whole different kind of story with Dayon, a rapper and a creator who's been putting in the work to build something real. Three very different guests, three different paths, but every one of them gave us a look into how they're building, growing, and doing life on their own terms. So new guests, new conversations coming next week. Until then, stay curious, stay grounded, and as always, keep finding new ways to live better. I'm Blake Byrne, and see you next time.